This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
Let's go. NFL picks moved up a little bit. We've got the hockey game tonight. Sabres Devils Prospect Challenge. So no time to lose here. Bulldog and I are each 3-3 in picks. After last night's Packers win and cover over Washington, they look damn good. Washington still had a look at it. I thought one thing that was weird about that game for Jaden Daniels. So I might have a little bit of the details kind of hazy for me, but it's late. They get the ball back one last time after a punt. 1:47 left. Okay. And he comes out of the, it would have been loud. He comes out of the field and he's like sort of squeezing his helmet like to block out the noise. And I'm thinking, you were just on the sideline, man. Like, don't we know the play?
Didn't they tell you what you needed to know? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not down on him at all, but not an impressive outing for that offense, really.
No. I think I paid close enough attention. I mentioned this with Trista earlier in the week. Trista Crick was with us, I think, on Wednesday. And how the Thursday night opener when Dallas was playing, you've got like all this sort of, it's subtle, but it's pro Jerry Jones. It's going to be so much of their cap used up. I'm trying to do a little Collinsworth here. I'm even moving like he does when he's on camera. There's so much of the cap on these three guys, and they're like overstating that. And then on Sunday, we've got Nance and Romo talking about how Dan Campbell, they're just happy Kenny Grant's not on the Packers anymore. And like, what are we doing here? You don't need to prop up Jerry Jones. He folded. He traded a great player. And the guy is turning Green Bay into a Super Bowl contender, like a bona fide Super Bowl contender. It's two games, but we'll see. I mean, the guy's a game wrecker. I didn't detect any of that from Herb Street and Al last night. It was just like, boy, this guy's great. No defending Jerry Jones against, what is perceived as this unwarranted criticism for trading away Micah Parsons. Like, I don't know. It's just so annoying.
The chemistry is so weird between Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit, isn't it? Like, Herbstreit seems like he's such a fan of Al Michaels. And, he's reading his thing at the beginning. You can just see him reading it. And when they interact, they had a thing on the Reds last night. And Herbstreit, I think, loves the Reds. I've seen him on Twitter be all, like, cocky about the Reds. And, argumentative. People who don't like them or criticize them must be haters to him. And, talking about Al Michaels, who was the voice of the Reds. I don't remember. It was just when it's not my favorite. Herbstreit is not my favorite. Just doesn't really feel like they even know each other.
Right.
I guess I would say that.
Yeah, it feels like he just sort of helicopters in, and really they both do. I mean, Al Michaels did. Maybe this was baseball related. He was talking about his career at one point. The camera was on them.
Yeah.
They were talking in the booth, and he said something about, and I left and went to the Giants.
That was the segment.
So I followed the money, and I thought, like, that's pretty good because a lot of people are accusing him of doing that exactly right now, that he's still in the booth, just collecting the checks. But I liked how somewhat self-deprecating that was.
Yeah, he is that way, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
That was the segment I was thinking of where they talked about the Reds. Okay, we're tied. You had the lead, so you get to go first.
I do? All right, I thought we would revert back to last season because you won. But that's right, I was ahead. So I'm the last person with the lead. I had the last par, I guess, is how we
You're on the tee.
I'm on the tee box. All right. Well, let's see. I'll start with college just because, you know, everyone's really interested in this game. I love these early season ridiculous point spreads. I don't know. Need it be said? I really don't know much at all about Indiana football.
Uh-oh.
They are favored by 40. They do have a new, like, an offensive-minded, they got, like, one of these guru coaches, right? So
they were in the playoff.
Right. Minus 47.5 hosting Larry Bird in Indiana State. Larry Bird is not walking through that door, Indiana State.
No.
If he did? I'll take Indiana minus the 47.5.
What's the total? You don't know?
I could find pretty quickly.
I wonder what the implied score of that game is. Like, if it's 70, that's one thing. If it's 50.
Now I want to know, because it won't be that hard to find. It's the first game on the board, because it's the first game tonight. It starts in an hour.
I guess it's like 55.
61.5 is the number. So
54-7.
And I'm looking now, and it is still 47.5. So anyway, that's my college pick. I'll go Indiana for that. All right, I'm going to ride with the Bills here. Just should be a better team. I know the bet is, I mean, minus 6.5. The bet is mostly we're all wringing our hands about how they looked against Baltimore and, you know, Noah Oliver and whatever. I don't know. Like, Justin Fields could throw the ball to you 3 times in this game, and no one would be really that surprised if that happened. I know he looked really good in Week 1, but that's his career. He's had moments. Like, there's a reason why the Jets gave him the contract, even they gave him, modest as it is. I mean, he's not settling for journeyman, let me just prove it. I mean, well, I guess to a degree, as a starting quarterback he is, but it's still, he's not on the vet minimum or anything. So I'll trust that he'll be erratic, and that the Bills recognize that they should turn their offense a little bit loose in this game. Maybe the fact that they're down Oliver will cause them to start pushing the ball a little bit, try to exploit this Brandon Stevens on the outside, the corner that came over from Baltimore in free agency, avoid Sauce Gardner, and just try to let Allen cook. So I'm going to lay the 6.5 with the Bills at the Jets for pick two there. I'm going to run with the Eagles. I'm going to take them as a road favorite at Kansas City. I'm turning down Kansas City as a home underdog. I just think better team, the injuries, and really the form KC was in. I mean, it's a weird game. It's Week 1. You're in Brazil. You know, you can look past it if you want. I think the Eagles are better, and I like them to win this game and cover a very small spread. So I'll take Philly for pick two, or actually pick three, because I already did the college game. I mentioned this, an hour or so ago. I'm going to take the Broncos. I see 2.5 still at Indianapolis. Again, much better team. I think probably some reaction to the Colts looking as good as they did. I'm going to bet that we're going to find out that that's because Miami is that bad. We'll see. They play the Patriots this week. I'll take Denver, I think, vastly the better team there at Indianapolis. You know, on the road, 2.5, fine. I'll bite it off. And final pick, I'm going to run with the Rams, minus 5.5. They did not look good, but Tennessee's got injuries. Nobody could catch the ball for Cam Ward, and I'll just trust that the Rams are going to be able to do enough business against Tennessee to cover 5.5. So there you go. Indiana tonight, minus 47.5. Bills minus 6.5, Eagles minus 1.5, Broncos minus 2.5, Rams minus 5.5.
Were you tempted to take New England?
No, I think Miami's probably really bad, but I'm not positive, and I just don't know how good either of them are. So I just wanted to avoid. I couldn't get a good feel for that game.
Miami is so, I'm not taking that game either. Miami is so close to being a buster pick. Like, how are you favored against anybody the week after that performance? But they are. It's just New England didn't win. You know, New England wasn't good enough in its game for, it's not, doesn't quite qualify for buster. I know you're wondering, like, oh, how does one qualify for buster? Kansas City's a buster.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Game, I guess, technically, where not only do you have 0-1 versus 1-0, but you had the Super Bowl before that where Philadelphia dominated. I'll take the Chiefs plus 1.5. Maybe that's a slappy pick, but I'll take the Chiefs at home as an underdog. Maybe, like, always do that. Or is this year different? I guess we'll see. I'm going to take the Bengals. I don't think I picked the game last week, but I would have lost on it. Like, everybody knows how slow of a starter Cincinnati is. And that's got to be priced in. Jacksonville won its game. There's a little buster in this, too, that the public sort of moves too far to react to the previous week. Cincinnati, -3.5. You still have to pay the half point with the Bengals at home, but expecting a huge leap from their offense. And Lawrence just was not good at all against Carolina, even though they won. Would love a shootout there, actually.
Yeah.
All right, Chiefs-Bengals. Tampa, Monday night at Houston, +2.5. They escaped Atlanta. That game was just like always right on the wire. But Atlanta misses a field goal to tie it at the end. Tampa wins on the road. I think they can win another game like that at Houston. I just don't love Houston. Like, they've got some talented guys, but offensively, what are they? I mean, C.J. Stroud, I saw Theo Greminger today, 1 or 0 top 12 fantasy finishes from C.J. Stroud in like more than a year. Something like that. I don't know. The Bucs have Mayfield. Ibuka had a huge debut. Evans, Bucky Irving. I like the Bucs offense. I'll take Tampa on the road Monday night, one of two Monday night games. All right, I'll take Carolina at Arizona. I like to get dirty. Carolina +6.5 at Arizona. Does Arizona deserve to be a touchdown favorite again? I said the same thing last week. I lost by 0.5. They won by 7 at New Orleans. Didn't look great. New Orleans, I think, is terrible. You could talk me into San Francisco this week as well, but I didn't make the cut. Carolina +6.5 on the road. I'm not prepared for, like, Bryce Young to suddenly be bad again.
Right.
Like the coach. Come on. Come on, Carolina. And college, I will go with Alabama -20.5 at home against Wisconsin. I like Sam's Miami pick. I like his thinking on that, but I just feel like I'm copying him. These stakes are too high in here to do that.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't realize it as I ran them all down. I've got four road favorites in the NFL.
Oh, nice.
Four road favorites in the NFL and then a huge home favorite in college.
Nice. Driving around the league as we look at these other games, brought to you by Mike Barney Nissan. Awesome cars, great dealership, lousy jingle. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, we'll be right back. It is Football Friday on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.